Magic in Action by Richard Bandler. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Magic in Action by Richard Bandler is a book that explores the power of neuro-linguistic programming, NLP. NLP is an approach to communication, personal development, and psychotherapy created by Richard Bandler and John Grinder. The book provides readers with an introduction to NLP as well as practical exercises for applying it in their own lives. The first part of the book focuses on introducing readers to the basics of NLP. It explains how our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors are all connected through language patterns and sensory experience. It also covers topics such as reframing negative experiences into positive ones, using metaphors to create change, understanding body language cues, and recognizing unconscious patterns that can be used for self-improvement. The second part of Magic in Action dives deeper into specific techniques for using NLP in everyday life. These include anchoring positive emotions so they can be recalled at will, creating powerful visualizations, setting goals effectively, developing rapport with others quickly, managing stress more efficiently, improving relationships through better communication skills, resolving conflicts peacefully, increasing motivation levels naturally, enhancing creativity through brainstorming sessions or mind mapping activities. Finally, Magic in Action offers advice on how to use these tools ethically and responsibly when working with clients or helping friends or family members make changes in their lives. This includes guidelines on respecting boundaries while still providing support during difficult times. Overall, Magic in Action is a comprehensive guidebook for anyone interested in learning about neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, and its potential applications for personal growth. Through clear explanations and step-by-step instructions on various techniques from this field of study, readers will gain valuable insights into how they can use this powerful toolset to improve their lives. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Reframing. Reframing is a technique used to change the meaning of a situation by changing the context in which it is viewed. It involves looking at a situation from a different perspective and finding a new way to interpret it. Summary. Reframing is a powerful technique used to change the meaning of a situation by changing the context in which it is viewed. It involves looking at a situation from a different perspective and finding a new way to interpret it, allowing for more positive outcomes. Main idea number 2. Anchoring. Anchoring is a technique used to create a strong connection between a stimulus and a response. It involves associating a particular response with a particular stimulus, such as a word or phrase, so that the response is triggered when the stimulus is presented. Summary. Anchoring is a technique used to create a strong connection between a stimulus and a response. It involves associating a particular response with a particular stimulus, such as a word or phrase, so that the response is triggered when the stimulus is presented, allowing for more effective communication. Main idea number 3. Submodalities. Submodalities are the qualities of an experience that can be changed to alter the experience. They include things like size, brightness, location, and intensity. Summary. Submodalities are the qualities of an experience that can be changed to alter the experience. They include things like size, brightness, location, and intensity, allowing for more control over the experience. Main idea number 4. Strategies. Strategies are patterns of behavior that are used to achieve a desired outcome. They involve a sequence of steps that are taken in order to reach a goal. Summary. Strategies are patterns of behavior that are used to achieve a desired outcome. They involve a sequence of steps that are taken in order to reach a goal, allowing for more efficient and effective problem solving. Main idea number 5. Metaphors. Metaphors are stories or images that are used to convey a message. They can be used to explain complex concepts in a way that is easier to understand. Summary: metaphors are stories or images that are used to convey a message. They can be used to explain complex concepts in a way that is easier to understand, allowing for more effective communication. Main idea number 6. Parts integration. Parts integration is a technique used to bring together conflicting parts of the personality. It involves identifying the different parts of the personality and finding ways to bring them into harmony. Summary: parts integration is a technique used to bring together conflicting parts of the personality. It involves identifying the different parts of the personality and finding ways to bring them into harmony, allowing for more balanced and healthy functioning. Main idea number 7. Hypnosis. Hypnosis is a technique used to induce a trance-like state in which the subject is more open to suggestion. It involves using verbal and nonverbal cues to create a relaxed state in which the subject is more suggestible. Summary: hypnosis is a technique used to induce a trance-like state in which the subject is more open to suggestion. It involves using verbal and nonverbal cues to create a relaxed state in which the subject is more suggestible, allowing for more effective communication and change. Main idea number 8. NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, is a set of techniques used to change behavior and beliefs. It involves using language and other communication techniques to create new patterns of thinking and behavior. Summary: neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, is a set of techniques used to change behavior and beliefs. It involves using language and other communication techniques to create new patterns of thinking and behavior, allowing for more effective change. Main idea number 9. Timeline therapy. Timeline therapy is a technique used to help people let go of negative emotions and beliefs. It involves using visualizations to access memories and then reframing them in order to create a more positive outlook. Summary: timeline therapy is a technique used to help people let go of negative emotions and beliefs. It involves using visualizations to access memories and then reframing them in order to create a more positive outlook, allowing for more effective emotional healing. Main idea number 10. Visualization. Visualization is a technique used to create mental images of desired outcomes. It involves using imagination and visualization techniques to create a mental picture of the desired outcome. Summary: visualization is a technique used to create mental images of desired outcomes. It involves using imagination and visualization techniques to create a mental picture of the desired outcome, allowing for more effective goal setting and achievement. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Reframing is a powerful technique used to change the meaning of a situation by changing the context in which it is viewed. It involves looking at a situation from a different perspective and finding a new way to interpret it, allowing for more positive outcomes. The process of reframing can be broken down into 3 steps. First, identify the current frame or interpretation. Second, create an alternative frame that changes the meaning. And third, test out this new frame to see if it works better than the original one. Reframing can help people gain insight into their own behavior and beliefs as well as those of others. By understanding how our frames shape our interpretations of events, we can learn to adjust them when necessary in order to achieve desired results. Main idea number 2. Anchoring is a technique used to create a strong connection between a stimulus and a response. It involves associating a particular response with a particular stimulus, such as a word or phrase, so that the response is triggered when the stimulus is presented. This allows for more effective communication by creating an automatic reaction in the person receiving the message. The anchoring process begins with identifying what type of response you want from your audience. Once this has been established, you can then choose an appropriate anchor, something that will trigger the desired reaction when it's presented. Common anchors include words, phrases, images, and sounds. Once you have chosen your anchor, it needs to be associated with the desired response through repetition and reinforcement. This could involve repeating certain words or phrases while also reinforcing them through body language or other visual cues. The goal is to create an association between the anchor and its corresponding reaction so that whenever someone hears or sees it, they automatically respond in accordance with what was intended. Main idea number 3. Submodalities are the qualities of an experience that can be changed to alter the experience. They include things like size, brightness, location, and intensity. By manipulating these submodalities, we can gain more control over our experiences and how they affect us. For example, if you're feeling overwhelmed by a situation or emotion, you could try changing the size of it in your mind's eye. Making it smaller will make it seem less overwhelming and easier to manage. Similarly, if something feels too intense or bright for comfort, then making it dimmer or further away may help reduce its impact. By understanding how submodalities work, we can use them to create positive changes in our lives. We can learn to take control of our thoughts and feelings so that we feel better about ourselves and our circumstances. Main idea number 4. Strategies are patterns of behavior that are used to achieve a desired outcome. They involve a sequence of steps that are taken in order to reach a goal, allowing for more efficient and effective problem solving. Strategies can be tailored to the individual or situation at hand, taking into account factors such as available resources, time constraints, and other variables. By breaking down complex tasks into smaller components and creating an action plan with specific goals in mind, strategies help people focus their efforts on achieving success. When developing strategies, it is important to consider all possible options before making decisions. This includes researching potential solutions and weighing the pros and cons of each one. Additionally, it is important to remain flexible when implementing strategies, as unexpected obstacles may arise during the process which require adjustments along the way. Overall, having well-defined strategies can make any task easier by providing structure and direction while also helping individuals stay organized throughout the process. With careful planning and execution, these plans can lead to successful outcomes. Main idea number 5. Metaphors are powerful tools for communication. They allow us to explain complex concepts in a way that is easier to understand, making it possible to convey ideas more effectively. Metaphors can be stories or images that help illustrate the point being made and make it easier for people to relate to the concept. For example, if someone were trying to explain what it means when something is out of balance, they could use an image of a seesaw with one side higher than the other as a metaphor. This would give people a visual representation of what out of balance looks like and help them better understand the concept. Metaphors can also be used in storytelling, allowing us to create vivid pictures in our minds that bring abstract concepts into focus. By using metaphors, we can paint mental images that will stay with us long after we have heard them. Main idea number 6. Parts integration is a technique used to bring together conflicting parts of the personality. It involves identifying the different parts of the personality and finding ways to bring them into harmony. This can be done through various methods, such as cognitive behavioral therapy, psychodynamic therapy, or mindfulness practices. Through these techniques, individuals can learn how to recognize their own internal conflicts and work towards resolving them in order to achieve greater balance and well-being. The goal of parts integration is not only to reduce inner conflict but also to create a sense of unity within oneself. By recognizing all aspects of oneself, including both positive and negative traits, individuals can gain insight into their own behavior patterns and motivations. With this understanding comes an increased ability for self-regulation, allowing individuals to make more conscious choices about how they respond in any given situation. Ultimately, parts integration helps people become more aware of themselves on a deeper level so that they may better understand their needs and desires. By bringing together disparate elements within oneself, individuals are able to move forward with greater clarity and purpose. Main idea number 7. Hypnosis is a technique used to induce a trance-like state in which the subject is more open to suggestion. It involves using verbal and nonverbal cues to create a relaxed state in which the subject is more suggestible. This allows for more effective communication and change, as suggested by Richard Bandler's book Magic in Action. The hypnotic process begins with relaxation techniques such as deep breathing or progressive muscle relaxation. Once the person has reached a relaxed state, they are then guided into an altered mental state through verbal suggestions or visualizations. During this time, they may experience heightened awareness of their inner thoughts and feelings, allowing them to access deeper levels of consciousness. Once in this altered mental state, the hypnotist can use further suggestions to help guide the person towards desired outcomes such as improved self-confidence or better sleep habits. Hypnosis can also be used therapeutically for issues such as anxiety or depression. Main idea number 8. Neurolinguistic programming, NLP, is a set of techniques used to change behavior and beliefs. It involves using language and other communication techniques to create new patterns of thinking and behavior, allowing for more effective change. NLP works by understanding the structure of how people think, communicate, learn, and behave. By recognizing these patterns in ourselves or others, we can then use them to our advantage. NLP also helps us understand why certain behaviors are successful while others fail. The goal of NLP is to help individuals become aware of their own thought processes so they can make conscious decisions about how they want to act or react in any given situation. This awareness allows us to take control over our lives instead of being controlled by our unconscious habits. Main idea number 9. Timeline therapy is a technique used to help people let go of negative emotions and beliefs. It involves using visualizations to access memories and then reframing them in order to create a more positive outlook. Through this process, individuals can gain insight into their past experiences and how they have shaped their current emotional state. The goal of timeline therapy is to allow for more effective emotional healing by helping the individual identify any limiting beliefs or negative emotions that may be holding them back from achieving their goals. By recognizing these patterns, they can begin to make changes in order to move forward with greater clarity and purpose. Timeline therapy also encourages individuals to focus on the present moment rather than dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. This helps them become aware of what is happening right now so that they can take action towards creating a better life for themselves. Main idea number 10. Visualization is a technique used to create mental images of desired outcomes. It involves using imagination and visualization techniques to create a mental picture of the desired outcome, allowing for more effective goal setting and achievement. The process begins by focusing on what you want to achieve. Visualize yourself in the situation that you desire, as if it has already happened. Imagine how it would feel, look, sound or smell like when your goal is achieved. This will help you stay motivated and focused on achieving your goals. Once you have created this image in your mind, use affirmations or positive statements about yourself to reinforce the idea that you can achieve whatever it is that you are visualizing. Affirmations such as, "I am capable," or "I am successful," can be repeated throughout the day while visualizing your desired outcome. Finally, take action towards achieving your goals by breaking them down into smaller steps and taking one step at a time until they are accomplished. By combining visualization with actionable steps towards success, individuals can increase their chances of reaching their goals. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.